ABC Radio Australia.
He was a joint top scorer and voted the most valuable player at the recent Melanesian Cup futsal tournament in Fiji. And now Solomon Islands' Calvin Doro is about to start a professional career in China. With the assistance of Solomon Islands Football Federation President William Lai, Doro has signed a deal with Zhangzhou FC in the Chinese Super League. He's just the second Solomon's player to secure a professional contract. This after Elliot Regomo joined Minas Tenis in Brazil back in 2017. It's understood that Chinese clubs may have their eyes on a number of the Solomon's top players. And national coach Damon Shaw says if Doro proves to be a success, some of his teammates could well follow him into the professional ranks.
A really good step for the Solomon Islands with futsal players moving abroad playing professionally. I think it's only Elliot who's been in the same situation in the past. So it's nice to get back to that because it's great for our development and great for Calvin as well.
Is it your belief that if Calvin is successful in China, that he may be the first of a number to follow that route?
Oh yeah, we'd like that. And it's part of the plan as well. If we can encourage players to go abroad and play in decent leagues around Asia, even Europe would be great, then it's only going to improve the level of play we've got available in the Solomon Islands. So it's something we'd like to see develop. We need the evidence. We need to show players can do it. So Calvin's a really important cog in that. So yeah, if Calvin goes and does well, then there's no reason why other players can't go to China, other countries in Asia, and even Europe.
What sort of safeguards are there in place for Calvin? By that, I mean a young guy from Solomon Islands going to play professionally in China. It's going to be a big culture shock for him, apart from anything else. So how will he be looked after and nurtured while he's over there?
Calvin was identified because he's played abroad before in Vanuatu. Of course, it'll be a big difference going to China, but the host club is known to our president. The contacts there are trusted. Calvin's going there with the club looking after him, and any support he needs from the Solomon Islands Federation as well will be on hand to support. So it's not an easy step for him to make, but also I've made a lot of similar decisions in my life and I'm only encouraging him. And if something doesn't work out, you know, he can always come back and it's not a big disaster. So it's a little bit of a leap of faith, but you know, we've had conversations with the club and everything seems okay so far. So he's an intelligent lad. He's more streetwise than some players. So I'm fully confident everything's going to work out for him.
And what about his availability for the national team? Will you have access to him when you need him, or could there be a conflict of interest here?
No, there's no FIFA windows now until after his season in China finishes anyway, so there's no clashes there. It's only a good thing for him. Like, we looked at everything. We looked at the dates of their matches and the level they'd be playing at, so we checked everything out, and he's not going to join us for training for the next few months, but he's obviously going to be getting good training over there in China, so it seemed good all around for every party.
And his most recent appearance for the national side would have been during your trip to Vietnam. You played against the national side there a couple of times, 2-5-0 defeats. What do you take from those games? What have you learned about your team?
The Vietnam trip was a chance to see a few of the players that I didn't see in Fiji. And my main aim was to give the younger players more experience, because I know the older players, they've got the experience, they'll perform when needed. But to develop the whole squad, it was a chance really to take the younger players and give them more exposure to that level. What did we learn? We learned that Vietnam are very good. They lost 3-2 yesterday to Paraguay, who are ninth in the world. So the level between amateur and professional is a big gap. It's really hard to perform in that situation. But what we aimed to do, I think we did in both games, was stay in the game towards the end. And then things open up a little bit. And it could have finished 4-2, but it finished 5-0. It could have finished 7-0 as well. But the score could have looked a bit different, but it wouldn't have changed the whole perception we had of the games. We were in the game until the last 5 minutes in the first game, and maybe until the last 8 minutes in the second game. And that's what you need to do. We need to know we can compete. And we did for most of it. Of course, being amateur players, it's a bit of a step too far to ask us to win these games or be comfortable in these games. But we learned a lot. We learned a lot about the players, their pressure situations. And yeah, we can use those games now to analyse and move forward. So no one likes to lose, especially 5-0 without scoring. But I think it was a really valuable trip anyway.
And for you, it's so far so good. You're well settled in now to the role.
Yeah, I mean, apart from not scoring in Vietnam, it's unfortunate. I don't know if you saw the games, but we had some clear chances as well. Like, there's not much more I could do as a coach to put them in the back of the net, but I'm really happy. We've had those first 2 months, which were really quite intense with the two trips. We've had a week and a half break now, but we're going straight back into it next week, training regularly, but the league's still going on, so we've got to be careful with the load of the players. But yeah, we've got a really good foundation to build on. I've seen all the players that I need to see. There's still an opportunity for some players in the league to surprise me, but we've got a good group now of 23, 24 players, and the final squad for the qualifiers will probably come from that 24. So yeah, it's a really good foundation. We know what we've got to do, and you know, we want to keep playing these high-quality games as well. And to be honest, I'd rather lose every game between now and October playing this high quality game then have easy games and go in there and be overconfident. So I think we're doing the right thing, and yeah, the next few months are going to be really interesting for us.